Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
February 20th, Jackie. That's spelled J-A-C-Q-U-I-E. It is the middle of the night, whatever that might mean. We are cruising around our riverine ships on a patrol called BID, B-I-D. I have no idea what BID stands for, but I know what it means. It means we are delegated to do what we can do to protect the ships that provide our life support. We are required to throw all kinds of grenades like concussions and fragment types into the water to kill anything around us or the ships. We can also shoot at, with anything we've got, moving objects in the water. Thanks to Gomer, we have quite a selection of guns beyond our normal armament. He has managed to will and deal, hopefully not still, a .357 Magnum, a thing called a grease gun, a Tommy gun, that's a Thompson submachine gun, an enemy's AK-47, and he doesn't care if we play with his toys. It does not take the whole crew to be in combat positions. Some can sleep. How with the noise? While others do the chores. We have a crew of six and three can do the duties that are needed. To me, BID could stand for bothered internally by decisions. It doesn't bother me about deciding to come to Vietnam. It doesn't bother me why I decided to come to Vietnam. It doesn't bother me to be away from home because of Vietnam. I don't care that today is Valentine's Day, but I am bothered by my decision to reject Jackie. Am I at a crossroads? Do I need to make a decision? Yeah, so you and me see the book changing a little bit at this point forward.
A little romance story.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Okay. Every story needs a good romance.
But I agree.
It does. But what I love about this is this is true story.
This is a very true story.
Right. And I think some stories are kind of leaving out the romance part where I think it's important. I think it allows some vulnerability. Even more than, I mean, more to the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was at that high school. Well, I was going to say she was the love of my life in high school. That's not really true either. It was off and on again through high school and off when I went off to Vietnam. Uh-huh. Very off when I went off to Vietnam. No.
Okay. Real quick though, let's go back to this BID that you don't know what that stands
for.
But what I found interesting is that you know that it means to that you're delegated to do what we can do to protect the ships that provide our life support. I'm kind of back and forth with that. You're protecting the ship that provides our life support. So you could die.
Yes, protecting the ship that
for
provides
life's
that,
support.
That gives us our support. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Okay. So it's just a little flip flop.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reality is what you were tasked with doing is almost sacrificing yourselves for the greater good is what it sounds like, especially reading that statement.
I think you're very correct about that. It's technically, mathematically, particularly for military, lose a small section to protect the whole.
Right.
And that was the idea of the boats being out there on the right. move, trying to prevent the Viet Cong from swimming up to the ships and right. setting a mine right. or swimming up to the boats and setting a water mine or right. climbing aboard and doing who knows what.
Right.
So we were just out there meandering around in the dark.
Mm-hmm. And that is war.
Yeah, that is part of it.
Yeah.
And out of a 6-man crew, 3 would be doing it. So you're only going to, at best, get a half a night's rest. Mm. In other words, for half the night, you might be able to lay down.
Doesn't mean you're sleeping.
But
at least by
you may be laying down in the rain. And then you have all these grenades going off, all these guns going off.
Right. Lucky if you actually get some sleep.
Yeah. I don't know how we got along for a year with as little sleep as what we did. But we did. And I think that happens. That's part of life. People adapt to what they have. Moms, new moms who've just had a little one, can just sleep as light and
That's
hear
right.
that little tiny murmur.
That's exactly
and
right.
react to it.
Mm-hmm.
Humans are amazing. Mm-hmm. Just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you can do when you have to.
Yes. With that in mind, next time we're going to be looking at self and others.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.